Hey, I'm Bex and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet your heroes. Now, recently, I spoke to Jenny Slate about the cutest film ever, Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. It is an absolutely adorable film, and in the interview, I also got to teach Jenny a rather English word. And I just watched your film and I loved it so much, man. It was amazing.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm so glad you liked it. Thank you.
Oh, man, it made me laugh. It made me cry. It did all of the things I want from a film. Mm-hmm. And congratulations on the Oscar nomination as well. You must be well chuffed.
Oh, does that mean that I'm very excited?
Yeah, really happy. Yeah, really excited.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I am. Did you say well chuffed?
Chuffed. Yeah, God, that's so British, isn't it? Yeah, C-H-U-F-F-E-D.
I definitely would say that I am chuffed. And I would love to say that as, let me see if I can say as Marcel Vallon.
Yeah, I'm just completely chuffed.
Is that right?
That's exactly what I wanted.
And got it. I'm so excited. It's one of these things that is almost hard to hold in your mind. And it feels like a sparkly, happy moment. And I am enjoying that sparkly happiness.
Oh, man, I can well imagine. And will you be taking Marcel maybe on the red carpet with you? Do you have a little Marcel for your pocket, perhaps?
We're thinking about it for sure. It's really a question of what he should wear.
Sure. Will he have some fancier shoes? That's the thing.
I was just discussing this. So like Marcel's shoes are technically like they're a part of his body.
Uh-huh.
So, but I think we could, you know, like in the film, there's a part where he makes his shoes a different color. I don't want to spoil anything, but I think we could maybe paint his shoes a little bit and give him maybe like a good hat, you know?
I can imagine him in a top hat. That would be my vote, I would say.
I think that would be really nice. I think it would be kind of cool if he had like a party hat.
Like a little kind of cone hat with a...
Yeah, it just would have to really, I don't know. I mean, because I just think he's partying, you know? It's like, what a party moment for him.
Oh, he's living his best life. He's going to be wandering down that red carpet, making the most of it. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Did you imagine like years ago when this was just a kind of 3-minute short that this would ever become a big feature film?
Oh, certainly not. But I will say that there was a feeling of goodness and brightness, like of it feels like, ooh, something special is happening here sometimes when you're doing something creative. And that could be just like drawing a picture that you really like. And it creates a good feeling in you and it leads to more work that you chase that feeling. I want to feel good again. Like I want to feel that great feeling. And I did feel a really energetic, powerful, like I felt like a powerful person the first time that I started to improvise in Marcel's voice. And so no, I never thought that we would make a movie or that we would make a movie that got nominated for an Oscar and a BAFTA, and you know, like I didn't think that. But did I always feel like a very special feeling about it? Yes, I did, for sure.
Oh, that's cool. I guess he's quite a special character as well. Like he's such a lovely, like optimistic, positive character. He's so sweet and warm. Was that something that you felt was really easy to improv, or were you basing it on somebody you know?
I guess it's based off myself.
Right.
In some ways. But I think Marcel is inclined to enjoy his life. He wants to have a happy time, even if things are challenging. And I think I'm that way. But being Marcel and being this character was a way for me to really highlight that point of view and make sure that I put it front and center, because it's wonderful to be an optimist. It's also hard sometimes to be an optimist and in the face of things that feel hurtful or challenging or outside of your control. And sometimes, you know, within your own self, you feel those outside factors of things that feel difficult, and it can dim down your optimism. But I think if you create a character who is optimistic and it's part of who he is, it's a way to really celebrate that mode of thinking.
He's so joyful and also, obviously, like you say, optimistic, resilient, and also pretty resourceful as well. Like in the film, I don't want to give too much away, but he's there living with his gran. He's got this big human-sized house to make the most of. And he really does. They're both really resourceful. They've got their gardening going on. He's got his pet lint. Was there something that you love that he did that you love the way he used his surroundings?
Oh, I love how he plays the record player for the plants.
Yes.
I really like showing situations where things that are alive but can't talk are respected by those of us who are able to be verbal and are able to make decisions for those other living things in our community. That makes me feel really good.
Oh man, yes, I love everything that just him and his gran together, and the idea that they're looking for their family, and they'll eventually that's the mission they're on basically, is to try and find the family. Because I am a one for like seeing a pencil, and if a pencil breaks in half, a little part of me is very sad because in your head you've put like a kind of character to that pencil, and it's just so amazing how you've brought Marcel to life. Now we have something on Fun Kids called Monday Motivation. And what we do is we get people to give their advice or something to get people through the week, I guess. And we wondered whether you would have any Monday motivation for people maybe going to school on a Monday morning and kind of dreading it a little bit. How would you say to get through the week?
Oh, geez. Well, I mean, I guess I would just go to how I get through my own week and also how Marcel gets through his daily life in general, which is, to really focus on finding at least one thing that you in your own, what you like, what in your own taste, what you think is beautiful. Just one thing a day, look around for it. It could be something so silly, like the way that you arrange your school supplies on your desk, doing it purposefully, but or the way that your salad looks in the bowl, the way that the green leaves are, just like noticing the colors or noticing the shininess of a car or the fur of a dog. All of these things are like actually included in what is beautiful. And I think throughout the week, making your own little collection of what you think is beautiful, what is your signature collection of beauty for that week? I think that's a really fun task. And I think it's a exquisite reminder, exciting reminder that there is beauty everywhere to hold us all up.
That is exactly what I wanted and more, Jenny Slate. Thank you so much for that. That is awesome Monday motivation. Thank you so much for talking to us, and good luck with the film at the Oscars.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for talking to me.
That was Jenny Slate, and I love Jenny so much. She was so kind and fun and charming, almost as charming as her film was. Now, if you love this podcast and the interviews with the biggest movie stars, then check out Stream It. That's our dedicated film and TV podcast.